Ellis's attorneys continued to argue District Attorney Robert James is politically motivated and his office should be removed from the case due to misconduct by prosecutors. Ellis attorney Dwight Thomas also said secretly captured audio and video of Ellis should be inadmissible because it was taken without Ellis's consent.
If he's being videotaped or anyone else in his office is being videotaped, all persons have to consent.
But prosecutors argue Ellis, like any other county employee, has no expectation of privacy when doing business in a county office. Thomas countered Ellis, as CEO, has executive privilege.
Mr. Ellis is not an employee of the county. He is the county. He is the employer. He is defined, along with the Board of Commissioners, as the governing authority.
Prosecutors disagreed.
Being the CEO does not make him above the law.
Assistant District Attorney Ann Kurtz said the county's charter afforded Ellis no greater rights than any other county employee.
There is nothing in the Organizational Act that says that this doesn't apply to the CEO or that says that the CEO is not an employee of DeKalb County.
In a separate motion, prosecutors requested the judge throw out an affidavit given by former DeKalb prosecutor Don Gary. Gary testified in January he had viewed a secretly captured video of Ellis that Ellis attorneys say is being illegally withheld. In yet another motion, Ellis's attorneys want testimony Ellis gave last year to a special grand jury to be tossed. They argue the district attorney's office lured Ellis into testifying so it could conduct an illegal raid on his home. The judge said she expects to rule on most of the case's pretrial motions by the end of this week. The trial is set to begin June 2nd. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News, the DeKalb County Courthouse.